How's it going? Welcome back to the Hideout. My name is Jimmy. Joining me is my co-host, Center Plate. What is up, bro?
Hello, guys.
And then for the first time ever, joining us is Mr. Shane's wife, Brittany. How's it going, madam?
It's going, you know.
All right.
It was great. We're feeling good this afternoon, this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Today's topic of conversation will be about Dance Kim and Dance, and we're going to be talking about their new album, Jackpot Juicer. And so I'm going to let Mr. Zander here take it away.
Yeah. So me and James, I mean, how long we been into like Dance Gavin Dance? Like a few years now?
Yeah, ever since you put that gun to my head, maybe get in your car and listen to him.
Gun, bro. Like, you accepted it. You accepted the bullet. Like, I was just like, yo, listen to this. You're oh my fucking god, bro. I love it. I was like, mother shit, bitch.
It's worth almost dying for, to be honest.
It really is. At this point, doesn't he have his own genre?
Which one? All of them?
Oh, yes.
No. Excuse me. You'll have to forgive me. I have a little throat left in my throat.
It is no problem at all.
I apologize to anybody that listens to this. So obviously we have the death of Tim Furyk, which was incredibly sad, and even more sad considering that it was definitely fentanyl.
Damn. Like, we've been talking about that on and off on a few of the podcasts. Like, that shit is getting ridiculous. Dude, it really is.
It's out of control. Like, you hear about it all the time. And, you know, anybody that can afford to casually be a fentanyl user, they're gonna die. Like,
yeah.
It's the bottom line, dude. Like, you're going to die. And it's really unfortunate. But yeah, Tim's dead, and that sucks. But then, like, right after all that happened, then you have all of the Tillian drama, which...
Oh, no.
Look, listen.
She's going for it already. No.
I'm going to go right in, because I told Shane earlier, I was like, you know, I almost feel overqualified for this, because,
yeah, like, he told me you had a list, and I was like, why? No, I was like, what is she doing?
I don't have like a list of talking points. Like, it's all in my brain because it's
there. I got you.
Yeah. I downloaded Reddit just so I could be a part of the Dance Gavin Dance subreddit. And thank you. I'm here. I'm there on the Dance Gavin Dance subreddit. And it is just, wow, it's a lot. There's a lot of
stuff.
Are
they still talking about this shit?
Dude. So, okay.
Of course they are.
It's Reddit.
For anyone that doesn't know, I don't know what y'all have covered or not, Tillian had some allegations against him for sexual assault. Like, he met up with this girl, and you know, they went out, they're having a good time. They were both mutually dealing with the death of their friends at drug overdoses, and you know, she admitted, oh, I've been a Dance Gavin Dance fan for years, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, that's cool. That's great. Sounds good. Let's go out. So they went out. They went back to his place. She took pictures of the inside of his apartment. Those are pretty validated. It's definitely going to be his apartment, considering he's got like records framed and stuff of him and Dance Gavin Dance and all that. So he went there, and all the allegations started coming up because this girl was posting pictures saying that, like, her and Tillian hooked up, and she was cool with it at first, but then, like, Tillian slapped her And she was like, no, I don't like that. And he like basically slapped her again and was like, shut the fuck up. And yeah. That's just what she said.
Out.
Yeah. So that's what she said. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's kind of a difficult situation because you did consent and then you withdrew consent and all this. And it's a lot. But then Tillian came out and he was like, you know, I apologize. I thought everything was consensual and everything was good, but apparently it wasn't. You know, he was real respectful of it. You know, he said something along the lines of like, I'm not trying to take away from your story and what happened to you. Like, you know, I'm glad that you were brave enough to come forward, and I completely like apologize. So he got out ahead of it, which, you know, was smart on his
smart.
Part.
Yeah.
But recently the Dance Gavin Dance, the Reddit threads are incredible because over this past weekend, he was at some of the Florida shows because he's like good friends with Franz from Attila or whatever. And he lives in Florida. So, you know, Tillian went to some of the shows and he was standing, you know, stage side or whatever. And there's like this meme going around that everyone was making. And it's like Andrew Wells is singing. You could just see like, you know, Tillian in the background staring and he looks so uncomfortable. And it's like the SpongeBob meme where he's like, he's just standing there menacingly.
Waiting, yeah. Waiting to slap a woman.
Yeah, so you could just see, you know, Tillian in the background, like staring at Andrew, and you could just tell he's like, those are my songs. I wrote those songs. Damn. It sucks to suck, though, you know, like, I hate that.
Yeah. That's fucking bad.
Yeah, dude.
See, I had no clue about that.
Yeah, I hate it so much because getting back into the whole, you know, plot or storyline of said podcast that we are a part of, this album's so good. Like,
it is.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought about it. Like, once I first started listening to this, I was like, man, you know what? It would be so much better if it was just okay. And then I listened to it twice and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude. It's like,
God damn it.
You almost wanted the album to be bad so you could be like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But now you're like, oh my God, no, the album's really, really
it's
good.
Amazing. Yeah, he does such a great job.
This album is so different and eye-opening to me for the simple fact that, like, you know, a lot of bands, they make an album and they're like, oh yeah, I did my best. And like, you could tell that each, you know, member of the band wants to showcase like their guitar skills, their drum skills, their vocal skills or whatever. But like, this album feels like everyone wanted everyone to have a shot at
exactly
moment.
That yeah.
And like, I've been saying this to Shane since the album came out, like the crazy thing to me is how John Mess is able to, like, I don't know, dude, it's like
his vocal patterns are insane.
The patterns are
I don't know what's happening.
Like, he takes his voice and he's like splits it into three different tones at the same time. I don't know, dude, like, it's insane.
That man was possessed.
Yeah, like,
that's
this,
what was going on.
This album was really, really his, just probably the best work he's done so far, I think.
Yeah, he pushed himself vocally like a motherfucker. Like, I was saying to Shane, there were certain aspects in it, like when he sounded like he was rapping, dude, and I can understand.
Synergy.
He's like, yeah,
synergy.
Like, what the
he did that, and it sounded,
And I've been, I don't know about you guys, but like, I'd be reading lyrics and shit, and
I
like,
tried.
Like, what does he say? Like, pop his floppy doggy eyeballs out and shit. Like, none of it, like, it
never makes sense.
It never does. But there is one song where you can very clearly hear what he's saying. And he's like, you know, this is their 10th studio album, of course. And he's like, you know, this is number 10. Is it the beginning or is it the end? And you're like, oh my God, what?
Oh no. He's like, he wrote this right after the incident with Tillian. And like, after the death. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, for me, I don't know, man. I don't know how everybody feels music or how they feel when they listen to stuff for the first time, but like, it's very, I don't know, it almost, the vibes of the album almost sound like a farewell album.
Yes, but it like, does.
It can't be because they have one more record with Fries like to put out, but it still feels like, I don't know, like it feels like a love letter, but it also feels like a a parting letter as well. It's weird.
Yeah, because he ended up, I forgot which song was on, but it's like there's one point when he brings it up. He sings like forget acceptance speeches, something.
Yeah,
it's like he was tying in, yeah, like the older albums and everything else. And I was like, what the fuck?
Which, you know, a lot of people, you know, every time they make an album and every time an album comes out, there's always, there's a lot of lore behind the band. So they like to do, you know, they like to tie everything in and stuff like that. But like every album they come out with, there's fans that are like, oh, this is the last one, the conspiracy. Oh no. What are we doing? And like, I get it because like, I don't know if you've ever listened to Evaporate.
Yeah.
I think it was the Artificial Selection album.
Yes. I think that was probably like my favorite one off of.
That song feels like okay, this is it. This is the last thing we're putting out because it ties all the, like the Downtown Battle Mountain and the Strawberry, all the Strawberry songs. And like, it's just, you know, it's super in depth and I don't know. This is their best work by far.
Yeah.
For everyone musically. There's a lot of songs where the bass is just so driving and overpowering. And it's like, I cried because
I feel you. Yeah. Like it, that like, what me and James talking about, like even the opener, like Untitled 2, him coming in with this like fucking opera orchestra thing. Da, da,
da. 35 seconds of just pure.
Yes. Yes. It kind of, because I'm trying, I want to remember, like, was Untitled 1 the one where, was that how, like, Downtown Battle Mountain opened up with?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like, I don't believe like in nothing. Yeah. It's like a chant.
It's such a callback, too.
Yeah.
Like, from so long ago, which is crazy, you know, but I think, and you know what's really wild is a lot of albums, like the singles that they release pre-album or whatever, are like the worst songs on the album. I'm sorry, but Pop Off is like my favorite song. Like it's
crazy.
So good.
Yeah, like they were not joking about their damn singles. Like when you were we were talking through Shane about Synergy and Pop Off, you like, Alex, you had that. I was like, I told you, dude.
Like,
bro, yeah, it's wild, bro. It was fucking crazy.
I'm telling you, like, Synergy is phenomenal. Synergy got me into Don Broco, and I'm sorry, but that's all I've been listening to. Like, I'm still, even with the album coming out, I still have been listening to Don Broco, like,
okay,
nonstop.
So that's where that guy's from. Yeah, Shane was telling me about Don Broco.
Yeah.
I like one of the songs. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's the singer from them. Dude, they're phenomenal. I love them. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, and they have this other dude who does, like, I guess, like, second clean vocals.
Yes,
with,
that's Andrew Wells.
Yeah, he's from, like, I guess, because I want to say he was on the last album. I was like, man, this dude sounds fucking amazing.
He was, and he's always, I don't want to say always, but he's been there, like, touring guitar. So,
yeah,
you know, obviously they got to have a spare one because Will can't do everything.
Yeah.
And he's in a band called Idola.
Idola. Yeah.
That's, and they do, you know, like, touring stuff together or whatever. But Andrew brings, like, the nostalgia, man, you know, like every time that, like, you can just tell it's Andrew singing because it sounds like
I want to say it's like a
2012 emo music come back
yeah like Johnny and Kurt mixed together or something like that a little bit.
Yes. Oh man, and another thing as far as like the joining the Reddit threads and stuff goes, it's like, you know, people are all talking about the tour and I went to this whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, like, apparently the band has made it abundantly clear during, like, the meet and greets, like, hey, we're down to talk about whatever, but, like, don't ask us about Tillian, don't ask us about, you know, Tim, and for the love of Christ, don't ask us about fucking Johnny Craig. And, like,
people just, I swear to God, they, like, they really
that's
want
the first three
back.
Things they ask about every time, and it's like, dude.
Is Johnny coming back? Like, bro, no. Never.
Johnny needs to stay at rehab.
Yeah, forever. Apparently, he's never getting out.
I saw an interview he did with Adam Elmacius. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's like a real well known tour photographer, and he, you know, does like podcasts and blogs and stuff like that. And he did a interview with Johnny Craig through like Zoom or whatever it is. And, you know, Johnny was just basically like, yeah, you know, I was doing all these drugs and shit, and I was, you know, I needed to make some money. So I'm going to go ahead and spit this one out. But he was like, so I put my MacBook for sale, and, you know,
God,
I made like $6,000 doing that, you know, just easily. And then I went and, you know, got dope, and nobody got the MacBook.
Jesus Christ. What kind of story? Is this recent?
Dude, you've never heard the infamous MacBook story?
No.
Okay. All right. I see why Shane has all these tabs up when he's doing his podcast, because I'm just going to type in Johnny Craig.
Like, I've heard.
Not Jenny Craig.
I've heard some information about, like, how he got started and how he was influenced by, like, I guess, like, R&B music and stuff like that. And when he got started with DGD. But, like, yeah, his story is weird. Like, the man has just been crazy his whole damn life, apparently.
Only thing I know about Johnny is Amoroso. That's it.
Taylor, she's broken. I love them. Okay. Let's see. Johnny Craig, and it just keeps popping up, Tillian Pearson. Okay. Johnny Craig. Let's see. Reddit. Johnny Craig continues to be a horrible person.
Jesus Christ.
The crumbling rock star life of Johnny Craig. Johnny Craig Instagram. Johnny Craig.
Just a picture of him with a line of coke. MacBook. Just taken a few seconds ago.
Okay. So, like. Okay. Like. January 4th, Johnny Craig is, I don't know, I can't find the exact, but like this was, I don't know, like back in 2013, 2000, I don't know, okay. Whatever, like, you know, peak Johnny Craig era.
Yeah.
And he was just doing all these fucking drugs, and he, you know, he didn't have money for anything because he kept spending all on drugs, and he just was like, yeah, fuck y'all, I'm going to sell this MacBook, and a bunch of fans immediately reached out and was like, I'll pay you for it, and then you can ship it. And he was like, okay, sounds good. And then someone else is like, I'll pay you for it and you can just ship it. And he was like, well, that sounds really good. And then it just like kept going. And he was like, well.
This is a man who's running a pyramid scheme.
Yes. Yes. Johnny Craig is the like OG MLM mom.
NFTs like, before NFTs.
Yeah. He said, fuck Herbalife. You guys want a MacBook?
Jesus. Yeah. Golly. Yeah, but it's like, I think I remember there was once, I don't know which live show it was, but this is maybe 2014 or 2015 or something. And him, Kurt, and Tillian, they all got out and like performed like at one point, I think. And that was the last time I heard about him in the band.
I'd piss myself. That'd be incredible.
Like, it was crazy. Everyone was like, oh my God. And they were like, yeah, it's Johnny. And then Johnny went up there and did his thing, and he just walked off the stage. I'm like, he's probably doing drugs back there.
Oh yeah, he definitely would. Shut up, for sure.
He's like, yes, I'm back. Now I'm going to fall back down. I got to go back down.
Oh, and it just sucks because like he keeps making these bands or joining these bands, and it's like,
yeah,
he's so talented. He has such a, dude, Amoroso was so good. And then of course obviously you have, you know, the Johnny Craig era and like Dance Gavin Dance or whatever, and it's incredible because he does have a great voice. He just is a really shady fuck.
It's like, bro,
for the
amount of like fame, and I'm guessing they have to make some money. It's like, this dude's still living like he a street dude all the way, bro. Like, it ain't no reason to be acting like this no more, man. But I guess some drugs is just
like, it's, dude, just you are in down. Your 30s.
It's crazy, bro. And like I guess he ain't switched up.
You just give up. No, apparently he's sober now. It's what he was saying in that interview I watched the other day. But like, I don't know, man. What is he? Junkies.
We'll see.
Respectfully.
Respectfully,
I say the word junkie.
No, we ain't. No, fuck all that.
You got to keep it. You know, you got to keep it PC these days.
No, I ain't keeping it PC. I ain't keeping a PC.
You know, the second I say something that's not PC, they're going to be like, ah, and everyone's going to know.
We say something non-PC like every week on it. We're not bad about it, but yeah.
Well,
we try. We try to keep ourselves as tame as possible.
I guess I'll ask the question that I don't know the answer for personally, but what's your favorite song off the album?
Oh my God. See, that's wrong. You put me in a bad position. Yeah. This is 18 tracks. Like, a lot of them I'm noticing, they're getting stuck in my head. Like, just about all of them are getting stuck in my head, and they kind of keep, like, fighting for different positions. Like, For the Jeers is stuck in my head because the chorus is just so...
Good. Swallowed, yeah. I think it was Swallowed by Eternity, that's just, like, so heavy, like, out of nowhere. Yes. It's just got, like, that one Deftones heavy, just, like, you're playing on, you know, a grimy stage in a grimy bar, like, just heavy, heavy. And I was like,
yeah, like,
where it's at.
Swan like switches fucking genres even within his own genre in like just about every damn song. It's like he'll throw in like a random riff and it'll get really fucking heavy at some point. I'm like, what the hell? Yes. I think like which one is it? Was like half of it is just Tillian singing at first, and then he kind of throws in
that's the one. It's just like it's all Tillian, and you get like to what you think is the end. You're like, okay.
Dude, and then John comes in. I was like, oh, fuck.
And like the best way I can describe John's vocals on this album is genty. Like,
yeah,
very genty vocals, especially the "Die Another Day" when he's like something in the kitchen, something piebald cow or whatever, and you're like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you're saying, bro.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I will say there is one, you know, lyric that he says that I just love. He says, you need to pop his sloppy doggy eyeballs out. And I'm like, you know what, John? I think I'm going to go do that to my dog. I'm
just going pop
them little eyeballs out because you said so.
It's like you said it with such conviction and your voice was so powerful. This dog is dead. I'm sorry. I love this animal so much, but it's gone.
Death to my dog because John Mess said so.
Must be a sacrifice for John.
Must be.
Yeah. You know, if that's what it would take to be a lyrical genius like these guys. And it's like, is he really a lyrical genius or does he just say in Pop Off, where he's like, you took a vintage authentic and made it knockoff, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, and then you add it to your recipe, and it's not H-E-L-P-I-N-G-S-H-I-T. And it's like,
yes.
You be spelling shit, and it sounds so good.
There's like, I think there's like one leg when he talks about, shit, it may be the same fucking song, but he's like, I read a bunch of things about mental health and something. And he pretty much basically says, like, I think I'm a fucking expert at that shit now because I basically did the bare minimum research about it and I still feel like I'm shit. And I'm just like, God, it's like all of his stuff usually is like that. It's like, it seems like it's nonsensical, but when you really like look into it and like listen to it as it's going, it's like, damn, it flows. So good. And then like especially with him and Tillian. Like him and Tillian play off each other so perfectly.
I'm telling you, dude, the best decision that Dance Gavadets ever made was to have Tillian.
Yeah. It was.
Tillian.
It really was.
I really do believe that Dance Gavadets' best music is with Tillian. Downtown Battle Mountain is great. It's phenomenal. It's one of my favorites, but it's one of my favorites for like nostalgia purposes, not because like, oh, it's the best. Like the mix.
Johnny's singing his fucking heart out. Times New Roman is an amazing opening.
That was the very first song I ever heard by them, and I mean, like even today, I'll be listening to it on like Spotify, and it sounds like I'm listening to it on a tape, like a mixtape or something. The mix is so bad. It's horrible. And it's just like, is somebody playing Zelda?
No, it's my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey.
You better your next podcast, Zelda.
My bad. Left. So, and it's like, I don't know. Okay, here's the lyrics for the super genty part in the song, Die Another Day or whatever. He says, pigeon in my vision, frigid in the kitchen, blithering committed piebald cow, scummy ballerina standing on your femur, pop your sloppy doggy eyeballs out. And then this is where like it gets super cut time. And he says, started at the finish, did it in a minute, living the flip in the breeze, had to do the did it, rigid ribbit critic, making a Pinot go grige. God, why'd you have to do that to me? I think I might make a TikTok segment where I do dramatic readings of John Mess's lyrics.
Oh my God. Yo, I don't even fuck with TikTok like that. I will do this. That's hilarious.
It's like
scummy poetry almost.
Yes. It's like a, oh man. I really hope that what I'm about to say doesn't like come back and crush my life later, but like it's autistic poetry. That's the best way to describe it. It's poetry for.
It's okay. I feel like I may be on the spectrum a little bit, so it's all right. I'll hold it down.
Hey, dude,
I'll take the bullet for you.
Honestly, I think everybody's a little bit on the spectrum when it comes to, you know what? So, yeah. Okay. A completely unrelated dance.
I think people who listen to this band are probably on the spectrum a little bit.
Oh. Absolutely.
Especially if you're going to go that in depth with it.
Oh, yeah.
This is spectrum music.
I had a doctor appointment last week, and my doctor was like, so so backstory, I've told my mom my whole life, that she's bipolar. So I'm at the doctor, and he's like, yeah, you have a borderline personality disorder. And I was like, oh, shit. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, no. That's the Amber Heard thing.
Yeah. So, like, that's fucking crazy. And so, I know that, you know, I feel like they have a lot of... This whole band is a personality disorder. Like...
Yes.
Every member is so different. And every, like, the music all goes together, but every line is... Every riff, every bass line, every piece is different, but it meshes together so well to make one great thing. It's like, it's not just, oh, hey, let's jam and make a song. It's truly like composed.
Yeah, because it's like, it feels like that when you listen to it, like overall, because they always have like very just upbeat, like just riffy good shit. But when you like really listen to it, like if you've been a fan for it, like me and you and everyone else has been, you can really tell the difference. You can really tell like how deep they really go with how they compose every fucking thing. And it just gets more and more amazing every fucking album. Will, but it's like, I will admit, you have a good point about, yeah, he is. He really is. It's like, but you have a good point about how they all kind of come across as like mentally, like they all have some sort of like mental stand-in or something. Like Tillian, to me, when he performs, he comes across as like a narcissist.
Yes, dude. Each member of that band is like a different version of the Seven Deadly Sins. Or
yes, Will comes across like across like the high functioning autistic person who's like just a savant or something, but maybe have like low depression or something like that.
Oh,
like whenever you see him perform and he's just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, Will Swan, I think anybody in that band, just, I mean, I've met them. I've seen them multiple times. Yes,
I was there one time.
They're my favorite band. You know? Yeah, no shit. So, you know, obviously I take pride in knowing a lot of stuff about them, but like, it's, Will would probably be the one that would really be on the spectrum, I would think. Out of all of them, I think Will would probably be the most on the spectrum.
Yeah. It's just his mannerism. Like, if you, James, you know exactly what we're talking about. Like, you've joked about how he'd be on stage playing. It's just like, that dude's just so chill.
He's in his own world.
And he's just doing just the most of just everything. Just chilling the whole time. I'm like, how in the fuck? That's not normal.
This isn't just, oh, hey, man, I want to write music and like play shows and like, you know, do the whole band thing. This is like, hey, man, I have way too many notes in my head at all times. I have way too much noise in my brain, so I'm just gonna write it all.
Yeah,
like that's the only that's the only logical explanation I can come up with for somebody that writes music like that. And is in this band. Like, if that, does that make sense?
Yes, no, it makes perfect sense. That is exactly how it seems like. Because I feel like he just, it's like so much of this stuff really does seem like it's just been in his head for a long fucking time. And he uses these albums as a means to get all that information out. It's like, maybe he'll have the last one when he's done. You know what I'm saying? Like, once the brain finally stops working and he's just like, I got it out. Well, it took me a decade, over a decade.
So, okay. I don't think Will Swan's ever going to stop making music, because obviously he's got Dance Gavin Dance. And you know, he's got his project. I can't even think of their name right now. They just came out with something like yesterday. Royal Coda. He's got Royal Coda. That's another band that he's in. He's got, you know, Blue Swan Records, which is his record label. And then did y'all know that there is a band called Secret Band that is Dance Gavin Dance without Tillian? And it's fucking metalcore, dude. It's fucking Dance Gavin Dance metalcore.
What the fuck?
Yes.
You never heard of Secret Band?
No.
Secret Band is, Secret Band is wild, Will, man.
This is where John really shines.
He goes off
in Secret Band.
It's incredible.
I gotta look this up now.
Yeah, dude, you'll love it. Listen, okay, so Synergy, the first single that they dropped, the beginning of the Rat King trilogy.
Yeah.
This is the very first, lines. No frowns around. I'm now an older clown. I think I honked my spleen. The money came to answer my prayers. If you filming me piss, it's probably best I stop the stream. My colon is golden. Eyes, they gleam. Okay. Thank you for that, John. I really appreciate it. You know? And then his next verse, because I'm like that priceless, finest ice white platypus. But I do like what he says next. He says, blessing the things that I touch, worship me, worship my stuff. And it's like, you know what, are you gonna make a single go wow? It's like they're so aware that worship me, worship my stuff, because I know that you guys think I'm some kind of, and you know, prodigy to vocals or whatever. But in his mind, you know, he's like, so you're yelling because
he really
I'm riding a rhino, like
the most chill dude. Like, just like he just be cool the whole fucking time.
And like they released like a video of him like at Target, and he's just like walking around Target like doing normal people shit. And I guess it's just weird to see him do normal people shit because he's not a normal fella.
They're all geniuses. Like, I think that's a good thing to say. Like, they're all fucking like geniuses. I mean, I hate to say, like, I ain't trying to like ride no dick or nothing like that, but I mean, it kind of is true. Like, these dudes are all just doing some wild, out of pocket shit. Like, that's the best way for me to describe it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I get goosebumps listening to them now, every day. You know, and I know that I've been talking longer than my allotted 30 minutes, but
keep going. It's cool.
But there's the album, not the album, the song on the album that has to be the grooviest is the Two Secret Weapons, where it's like fully automatic. You want to just dance to it. And then like, and you get Tillian, and like Tillian's lyrics are, you know, they're what you would expect. They're in depth, and they're full of metaphors. And I definitely get the angst from his ex-fiance in this album and like all of that, blah, 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 blah. And then you got, you know, your boy, John Mess, that just pops out of nowhere and is like, ah.
Yeah, it's like Tillian's like, with Tillian, it's like, yeah, there's some sort of story. You can kind of see he may be talking about somebody, heading towards somebody. And John's like, let me fuck it up real quick. But yeah, at exactly the same, what it is.
But at the same time, it's like the perfect time, break. So it's like, it's not too serious. Let me fuck it up,
but it's going to fit. Yeah. Yeah.
I just recently finished a painting that hangs up in my living room that you see right when you walk in the front door.
Shane be telling me you be out here doing it, huh?
Yeah, dude, I be painting shit. I used the Dance Gavin Dance font, and one of my favorite songs by them is Headhunter. And he starts the song off, man, holy shit. I know it's not on Jackpot Juice, but can we just talk about the fact that whenever that song kicks in, it's so just powerful. I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, I have no problem with sounding like a dick rider when it comes to Dance Gavin Dance, because they deserve it. But anyways, he starts it off and he's like, BLESSTHISMESS, will you bless this mess? And it's like, his name's John Mess. His life's a mess. His band's a mess. Who are we blessing? But yeah, I painted that, and it's in our living room, and it's got little strawberries and Dance Gavin Dance font, and it's badass.
Wow.
Yeah.
You actually had to. I don't know. Shane's going to have to show it. You're going to have to show it.
Oh, dude, this I posted it now. On Facebook.
Okay.
Hold on. I got you. Is your number the same?
I think so. Oh my God, I think so. Yeah.
5656?
Yeah.
Okay.
For everybody that wants it now, y'all get shit.
No, it was just the last four. All right. I just sent you a picture of it. So back to Jackpot Juicer. There's the one song, the pray to God for your mother.
Yeah. Pray to God for your mother. Yeah.
And I think that like this, like these two lines resonated with me like the most as far as like the whole album goes, but it says, part of me once believed that I will not come apart at the seams, and that I will learn from the cut when I bleed that I'm a tank. I'm a goddamn machine. It's like,
dude, that shit is intense.
You know what? Fucking right.
Yeah. I mean, like that's really fucking, I mean, I hate to say the goddamn word, but it's empowering a little bit. You know, I feel.
Dude, listen. I am at the point now where it's like, I be saying words like feminist and equality and
it's
women's rights and
women's abortion. Rights. Abortion.
No, but gender equality.
Oh no, we hate that one.
I'm thinking about doing some ASMR, and I'll do ASMR dramatic
John Mess ASMR feminist lit.
Yes. On absolutely.
TikTok? Yeah.
Absolutely. Fuck men. Men are the worst.
You just hear a gun go off. I'm like, oh my gosh, Shane. Like, he's dead. Women now. Supremacy. This is my podcast. Mike, she has it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Hope you guys are ready for next Sunday. We're gonna be talking about why abortion is a good thing.
Is it? Oh, what? What?
But,
oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dance Gavin Dance, Jackpot Juicer. I know this is going to sound horrible, but I've only really listened to it like 5 times all the way through. And someone's like, oh my God, bitch, that's 5 times. The album literally just came out. But, like, you got to listen to it at least 18 times all the way through.
Yeah,
there's 18 songs. You gotta listen to it 18 times at least.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't name me every member, every lyric of every album that was ever made, don't talk to me.
Well, James, I told you, like, we ain't ready, bro.
I'm just kidding. But I've really only listened to it a couple times because, again, fucking Don Broco, dude. They're ruling my life right now. I can't stop.
I had to admit, like, the 2 seconds of the song that I listened by them the other day, I was like, this is actually pretty fucking good.
Listen, if anybody out there is listening to this, I want everyone to stop and go listen to Don Broco, because they are the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. As I stare into my husband's eyes, I say that wholeheartedly. Don Broco is the best thing that ever happened to
me. Shane's just like, oh, no, it's okay. No, tears. Tears.
He's smiling because he's like, oh my God, my wife's interacting with people. It's amazing. But yeah, it was a great album. I concur with the great reviews. It was phenomenal. Yeah. And it's very rare that you find an album where, again, the singles are just as good as the deep tracks.
Yes. Like, it's really, that's what I'm saying. It's hard for me to fucking choose at this point. Like, I will agree with you when you say you had to listen to this a few times.
You
like,
really
more
do.
Than once. You really do.
Because Pop Off is still my favorite song. And I know, like, Polka Dot Dobbins, I know I really liked that one, but it's like, yeah. I got to be able to name all the weird names to the weird songs.
I like Long Nights in Jail a little bit too.
Yeah, Polka Dot Dobbins. This it literally never says anything about polka dots or Dobbins. So it's like,
I keep listening to it. Keep looking at the lyrics.
But I feel like it should pop up once. Yeah, it's like Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec where he's like, he's talking. Oh my God, listen, I'm so high that I just lost my train of thought mid sentence.
Oh, don't worry.
He's taking his he's taking his like police exam or whatever, and he's like, oh yeah, the code for assault and battery is a 32 because there's 32 assault shakers and batteries, and
oh my God,
that's how I feel.
The white
about something.
The Office.
That had something Parks to do with and what race. I was talking about a few minutes ago that I don't remember.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad that we finally have like another person to talk this in depth with about Dance Gavin Dance. Because I feel like Shane's with us a little bit, but he's just kind of like, yeah, man, you know, they're a nice band and they're cool. And I'm nah, bro.
He really does appreciate them for like who they are musically, but like he doesn't give a shit. And it's really disappointing because let me take it back to, last year when Loki came out. You mean to tell me that he has zero interest in watching what is arguably the greatest Marvel television show ever made?
All right, see now, Brittany, now we now we're getting off to the nerd discussions, but all right, so Loki changed
the MCU for
the MCU. Yeah, it really did.
You can't really watch any of the movies. You could all the Doctor Strange. None of the multiverse is going to make any sense to you until you watch Loki because you have no clue about the TVA. You have no clue about all the variants. And can we just talk about fucking Jim Halpert, first of all? But you have to know how the multiverse works and how the TVA works to understand how fucking monumental it is that little girl in the Doctor Strange movie can jump from like...
Yeah, America Chavez. Well, she's just one big portal. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's crazy, dude.
Oh, and
you gotta watch Loki.
Yeah, you gotta watch WandaVision too to have an understanding of why Wanda loses her shit and fucking Doctor Strange.
I never watched WandaVision, but I read all the synopsis, I know all the spoilers, I know what happened. I hate sitcoms with laugh tracks. Those are the bane of my fucking existence. I hate them so much. And I literally Wanda's like my favorite character other than Loki. And like, I couldn't watch it because
it's like, yeah, because I get it. It's a parody. I understand what it's doing, but yeah, it kind of leans way too heavy into the shit. Like, just a little bit.
It just, I don't know, man. Like, the first episode starts off that way. That's cool. But you're giving me a whole season. And I know that this is supposed to be about Dance Gavin Dance, but
oh, we do this all the time. You're sure.
Nobody will ever be able to cast anything better than the Marvel Cinematic Universe has casted their characters.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. Yeah, everybody always says like fucking Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
He always will be.
Yeah, for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and like no one could play in it's like Marvel gets it. And this is the big thing. DC fucking sucks because they don't
Whoa, oh no. Listen, the Batman was okay.
Which one? That's the thing. Which one? You got 5,000 Batmans, 1,400 Jokers, and 3 million Harley twins, and there is just stupid. It just doesn't make any fucking, just stop.
Okay, you're going to make half of our nerd fan base like really upset.
I'm sorry, fuck y'all too, but it just God, no!
Let's go, bro. Let's
respectfully,
go.
Fuck y'all. But it disrespectful. I'm sorry, you just, there's no argument to be had. Is so stupid. As far as cinematic nerd shit goes, fucking,
I mean, they had a plan. They had a plan and they ran with it. But I mean, all right, boy, let's, all right. Like, let's keep the stack.
I'll keep it honest with you. Marvel's got it when it comes to live action.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, honestly, DC has really cool characters.
Eternals, though? What's that? What's that, Brittany?
I haven't. What's She-Hulk? I haven't watched. Dude, what is She-Hulk?
It's getting trash.
You mean
it's starting to kind of go downhill a little bit? The only thing they got popping is She-Hulk.
You mean to tell me that Disney Plus just released the little Groot shorts and they're hilarious? They're so cute. I love them. But y'all are putting out She-Hulk and we get the CGI quality of fucking Christian movies?
God's not dead. He's
alive. What are we watching? Firestarter or fucking She-Hulk?
Like, apparently they had said that they weren't, I don't know, something about, like, them not being paid well enough for them being pushed too hard or something. But yeah, it's, they, like, I think the movies are doing good. I think the
movies are doing right. Do they remember what happened to Sonic?
I think Marvel, they need to get right.
Do they remember what happened to Sonic? Dude, She-Hulk looks so bad. It looks so awful.
It's pretty bad.
That,
but I mean,
that really does. That was, I saw that one. And Morbius, really?
Oh, no. We are not memeing. We are not doing this right.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, so I can't go into it. But, why do people keep hiring Jared Leto for anything?
Because, I don't know, man. I think, I think what it was with him
is Jared Leto should go back to 30 Seconds to Mars and go.
He is like, he was a good actor back in,
you know, they have like an 80s, island. I guess, in the 90s. They have a cult island?
Yes.
They have a cult island. And Jared Leto's like, oh, I am God.
It's like he was a cool actor back in the cut. And he had a fairly decent band. I ain't going to cap, like, fucking 30 years small, 30 days small, cool. What the fuck it was. It was a good band. But it's like, since then, I don't know. Like, he's,
but you know who
like looks... The Joker, I think, was just kind of the downfall.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was fucking...
That's what hopeless.
But you know who also has that Jared Leto look that obviously did a great job in a superhero role is fucking Jake Gyllenhaal. I love him. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a phenomenal actor. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah. That was a little weird. It's about a Persian prince.
Shane was like, he was a whole white man.
Yeah, it's about a Persian prince. So let's hire Jake Gyllenhaal.
Let's give him a tan and it's straight. But yeah, I mean, like, he's great in a lot of good shit. But yeah.
Nightcrawler was really good.
Yeah, yo, he was wilding out in that movie, bro.
He's like punching the
crackhead the Jake.
Yeah, that was crazy. I have to ask this question because I'm getting ready to go draw before I go to sleep. Who's going to be the next Wolverine? Who do you want to be the next Wolverine?
I don't know. Everybody keeps saying it's that kid from the Kingsman movies. The dude who played
Elton John. Taron Egerton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too. I think he'd do a really good job personally, but I really wanted Jensen Ackles. I think Jensen Ackles
is supposed to be playing Batman too.
Jensen Ackles is hot as fuck, but
Jensen Ackles is the voice of Red Hood.
Yeah, he's the voice of Batman as well. Like you seen in the Long Halloween. Yeah, he did the damn good job too.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think he would be a great.
Y'all just like him because he has a highly symmetrical face.
He has the perfect symmetrical face.
Scientifically,
we talked about this before.
Yeah, scientifically, is a perfect. Is the perfect symmetrical face.
It is. Well,
I think Jensen Ackles tied up with the boys right now.
Yeah,
I saw that. You know, I haven't watched that, but everyone says I should.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying the same thing to me.
Yeah, they say it's really good,
but. I saw little snippets of him trying to be their version of Captain America, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, there's a song of him, like, I think he was like famous at some point in the show. And he's talking about, he's singing this old song saying, "Never marry a woman that's hotter than you." And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this dude's a damn dog in these fucking streets, bro. Like, I'm gonna have to check it out. Because you know how I feel about Supernatural.
Dude.
Brittany, have you finished it yet?
No, dude. What? There's God, no dude. Need
Brittany,
to finish it.
Brittany, you have to.
No, shut your mouth. There's literally
Brittany,
no
you
need
have to
finish.
Do this.
I would, it's Brittany. I haven't
stupid.
Finished it either.
Okay, all right. You mean to tell me that Dean Winchester goes out from a rusty nail?
Yes.
Are you
yes.
serious?
Yes.
Dean Winchester, a
yes.
rusty nail. See, and
it
the show's so
end.
Fucking stupid. It's
it
so fucking stupid. It got so
it's
fucking
sad.
Predictable that it's like, oh my God, dude, this is the same episode from season 14, episode 3. Thank God that we're at season 47, episode 2, so we've forgotten about it by now. It's just.
But you, it makes
it's
sense.
It's gotta die. No, dude.
It makes he had
let,
to go.
Let
he went out by a nail?
Die. Yes. Like a, apparently, like a vampire, like shoved him in a wall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Got
so,
stabbed
so basically,
with a rusty nail.
There's an episode. Like, I don't know if you even care about it at this point, James. But it's like, there's an episode that explains that everything that they've pretty much been able to do is because Chuck allows it. Like, Chuck has them as his favorite. And when he goes full evil god at the end of it and shit, he pretty much, like, there's one episode when he revokes all that. Like, they no longer have him looking out after him. So they get
Alex.
Sick.
Alex. Gets,
it made Brittany. You had just watch it. Just
Supernatural
just,
should have just, never progressed to the point where God is their friend.
It should have ended at season 5.
Yeah. Because I think Eric Kripke. Yeah. Like,
well,
he only
like
had it originally scripted for like 5 seasons.
Me and Shane finished Peaky Blinders. Yeah, me and Shane finished Peaky Blinders this weekend. And like, it was, I don't want to spoil anything.
Is it over?
See, that's what I'm getting at, dude. Like, I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I think the ending kind of sucked. But there's going to be a film to finish out Thomas Shelby's character arc.
Oh, okay.
And then there's, they definitely are setting up for spinoffs as well. But,
all right, see, I'm getting the fucking spinoff bullshit. That I think people just need to let that shit go. But, I mean, but,
I don't know,
I mean,
dude,
just,
it looked
but,
like
but
it was
going to
be
Brittany,
pretty. You got to, no,
watch.
Listen.
Just to get the closure, Brittany. Just to get the closure. Like, it's actually good. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of stupid the way that he dies, but you had to let it go. We all have to move past it.
Thing, exactly. Sometimes you just need to let go of things like The Walking Dead and Batman and Supernatural and DC movies in general.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the DC
and
movies. Yeah,
Johnny Craig.
Okay,
just
but you
let it die.
Try to watch the DC animated films.
That's where DC shines.
They shine.
Well, they're
good on the fucking cartoons.
That's fair. Cool. Good. Teen Titans is great.
Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans is DC.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Yeah, Teen Titans Go is stupid, but
yeah.
The OG Teen Titans is pretty cool. But yeah, so anyways, Jackpot
yeah,
Juicer.
Nice fucking
Jackpot Juicer is great. You should listen to it. Oh, did you get the painting picture?
Yeah.
Badass.
That looks like some shit that they would actually have. Yeah, the blessed mess.
That's
it's
what
very
I'm saying, dude. Like,
DGD.
I'm 31 and like,
you
I
got
love
the strawberries.
I like band merch, but like, I don't want to hang up a fucking Bob Marley poster in my living room, bro. Like, I'm just gonna paint.
Be that stereotypical.
Yeah, I've got the Abbey Road Beatles poster framed in my fucking living room. Like, that's stupid.
She's like, I'm a goddamn millennial.
I'm a fucking grown-ass woman.
Fucking goddamn boomer shit.
I want to formally apologize to any of your regular listeners that I may have offended with the fuck DC and fuck y'all statement. I stand by
that. They're probably not going to be all that mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've said some fucked up takes.
They know
what's up.
Everyone knows DC movies suck.
They
even DC
struggling.
Fans.
That's why they rejected the Batwoman.
That
was just stupid.
What the fuck
are
you guys
going to
do?
That was just dumb, bro.
Did you know that in the state of Hawaii, you have a higher chance of being attacked by Ezra Miller than you by a shark? Did you know that? What are they going to do about that?
It happens every week. He's in jail right now. They even got their own siren for him now.
For them. He prefers them.
Yes, them. Yeah.
I tried to be
disrespectful to the psychopath.
No shit. Guess what? He's gonna come terrorize Mississippi next. Because why the fuck not?
He can say, "Hey, I ain't playing no games." He gonna fuck around and get shot down. I'm not threatening him or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, people do not play that crap. Southern folks got the guns, bro. You can run up in somebody's house and get popped down.
Well,
because that's what I mean. It's like people say he's just running up in people's houses.
Dude, no reason. They are literally just harassing people constantly. Like,
yeah, just terrorizing. Yeah.
A fucking menace to the whole state of Hawaii. Every island is like, oh, here comes goddamn Ezra. They like, put the fucking gates up. Here we go.
Put the gates up.
Call the law.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, they are probably not going to. I'm hearing that they're probably going to end up getting that canceled.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that was like, they're trying to find someone like,
that movie ain't coming out.
Yeah, they said they're going to try to see if they can get someone to replace it and like refilm just the parts with Ezra in it, which the movie is The Flash and Ezra Miller is The Flash. So yeah. I think they're just going to have to get rid of it.
Like the DC of all, go ahead.
I heard they're trying to get the guy who does it on the CW to come in.
They might as well. Because, I mean, they already kind of did like a short crossover or whatever. So it's semi-understood that the shows and the movies are kind of like in a multiverse of their own. But, I mean, DC's just having so many problems. But, like, they got the Aquaman 2 situation where they had to get with the old girl. And now they got Ezra Miller out there acting a fool. It's like, dang, bro. Like, this has to be y'all so unlucky.
Listen, I hate to make this joke because right now DC is the Dance Gavin Dance of comic book shit. Just bullshit after bullshit.
Be good though first.
Amber Heard. Like, Ezra Miller.
Like, y'all wouldn't even give them that. They ain't good enough to be fucking deep. They had to be all right first. Like, it's giving them too much screens. But yeah.
Well, and at least point, for though, DC, there's no sexual allegations. So that's good.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh my God, Tilly.
Poor Tilly.
Look, okay, Shane is standing menacingly behind me.
It's Tillian. Just like Tillian.
Just like Tillian. He's just standing there menacingly.
Ready to snatch another one up.
This is neat. Next time you guys do a band that I like, maybe I'll pop in.
Yo, like anytime.
Or maybe I'll pop off.
James is a pretty big fan of Zelda, and I've been trying to get into the games on and off. I'm like halfway between Ocarina of Time.
Hey, dude, I have a 3DS you can borrow with the games.
I did, remember? This is wild, right?
You did. I forgot about that.
I just didn't play it at the time.
Yeah. Bitch made. I gotta go. Okay, bye. Damn. Love you guys.
You called you out, bro.
I told you,
sir. Hey, don't worry. I've actually been thinking about going through Scarlet Sword, and I wanted you to go through it with me.
I told you, bro. Like, hey.
We will do it on the Switch.
Yeah, because I told you, like, that money ain't no joke, bro. Like, keep your head up when it comes to that shit.
We'll do it on the Switch, but...
Yeah, so...
Like, I'm a man now, bro. Hey, put your regular voice on. We want her all the time. You sit your ass out for now. She's just as controversial.
She is. Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I need somebody to be just as controversial as me so I don't feel bad anymore.
Bro, she was popping off. God.
I told you, bro, Brittany is amazing, dude. Like,
she came with it.
Great.
She popped off.
I was like, great. I really just gotta tell the guys bye at this point. I was like, they didn't cover the topic and then rambled off into a couple of new ones. I was like, we're good to go at this point, right?
how she just came in and just like touched on the Tillian situation, like just ripped that mug off like a band-aid. She's like, yo, it is what it is. We don't know. But hey, the band is great. Yeah. It just sucks.
I was listening to her. I was like, and she got on a roll. She got, what was she talking about? Then she compared Dance Gavin Dance to what, the federal government or something? Okay. What was that? Yeah,
federal government to DC.
Oh, we're, yeah. just all the bad luck, bro. Yeah, like just all the bad luck in the world. And what else is gonna happen?
Yeah, I thought that was an insult to Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah, that's what I was like, no, I'm like, they gotta be good first.
DC is like way off.
It's an insult to their live action, not an insult to their animated.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the IP is excellent, but the movies, the DC. Yo,
James, by the way, did
and
you
the games, see? And the games and the DC games are fun. Great. Marvel games suck.
That's a really good point.
Did you see? Man, not Spider-Man. Well, like, yeah, the Marvel Avengers thing. Yeah, that was just, why the fuck was that even a thing? But but did you see like the Constantine showcast? It was like a real little short thing, but it, like, you know, it takes place after I think, which one was it? Justice League.
Are you talking Dark about the one Fox did, that TV show?
No. It was like, well, not the actual live action TV show. Like, it was a part of the DCA. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's like a short, but it's like if you seen the last movie, the one that kind of ended off the DCEUA. Where like the Flash has to run back in time because like Apocalypse done killed everybody, like literally everybody's just about dead and everyone's screwed. Constantine comes back and like he's floating through hell or something because he's the reason why like the Flash had to do all this stuff. So he's pretty much being punished by the universe for all of his godlike powers, whatever.
But, yeah. The last one I watched was the one where Superman went dark and he could team up with Aquaman, and Wonder Woman killed Aquaman.
All right, what I'm gonna do is after this podcast, I'm gonna send you like, I'm gonna send you a picture of like how the DCAU, like the continuity and all that crap, like how it all connects, and you should watch it whenever you get some time.
Will do. Since we got Shane on here, I'm gonna make a few little announcements. At the end of September, we'll be doing the giveaway live stream again.
Nice.
This coming up Thursday, the first episode of my new YouTube series, Game Hunting and Anime Hunting, will be out. And then September, we'll be filming another one, and Xander Blades will be going along for this one.
Won't be in the video. I won't be on video, but you'll hear my voice.
Yeah, you'll hear his voice.
Menacingly in the background.
Making fun of me for choosing probably a bad game.
Yeah.
We just get Alex talking over slow jazz.
Hello, everybody.
We are still working on the new project. I did make I'm finishing up two new beats to put out to Sander and Shane here for them to kill.
To kill.
Yeah, because I don't have a voice for it. That and the celebration song will be going on for the celebration as well.
Awesome.
Very good.
Because I had to go buy some new headphones.
Is that why you relate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one of the reasons. But, yeah, guys, this was a damn good episode.
Yeah, I from the one side of it that I could hear, I enjoyed it. I can't wait to listen to it at work.
Poor Shane.
No, I was fine. I was very content.
I got called bitch made for not playing Zelda, for not beating Zelda all the way through. No,
Brittany went off on him. It was hilarious.
I did hear the bitch made, and I was trying to see if there was any laughter going on the other side.
I was laughing.
Just like dragging her away from
James. Is like, yeah, I told him to play that game years ago. I'm like, bro, leave me alone. I'm doing it now.
James, just, you hear James spit like,
wing. Yeah, banjo start playing. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go.
we're outside your house. It's just me and Shane and Brittany. We've got the banjo and the music. She's got the 3DS in her hand. Like,
the Triforce is just outside. Bright as hell.
Oh, learn tonight.
Get it. All right, y'all. So anybody, any closing things?
Shane, what was your opinion on it before we get out of here?
On the new album, I thought it was great. I definitely don't know much about the lore beyond the fact that Homeboy was caught up in whatever he was caught up in. But as far as the album itself goes, I think it sounds great. But, I mean, some could easily say that it's more of the same.
The fuck out of here. No, I'm sure.
But just an evolution, more of the same, you know, kind of with this.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of the point that, like, me and Brittany were trying to make. It is, it's like on your initial listening, it does kind of sound like that, because it's like that Swan Core has a certain sort of sound to it. So it sounds like more of the same, which is when you do kind of have to listen to it a few times. It's like my second listening to it, I was like, okay. This is different. This is a little bit different.
What I like about Japan.
Like, what the fuck?
about the Gundams. What I like about Dance Gamma Dance is they're really eccentric.
Yeah. Yes,
and Japan has their own band that's really eccentric. That's called Maximum the Hormone. And these two bands are on the same line of where Dance Gamma Dance is really eccentric. With their style, and it reminds me of X and the Hormones. They're just the same way. They could be metalcore, then you're listening to Green Day, for all of a sudden it swap up just like that. So
you're like mid second within the song. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, how does he keep doing this? But yeah, man, like it was an amazing album. I will definitely listen to it some more, because I mean, I've listened to all of the at least since Mothership and maybe a few of them before that. A few times, it's like every time I listen to it, I do find more appreciation.
Yeah, like I said, it's getting probably didn't catch her, but every song has their own identity for this album, and it works well. So
sweet, yeah, I was impressed.
By the way, guys, I survived and got the chicken dinner for these two fuckers to eat it. Peace.
Big bangers.
I'm laughing. I'm stabbed up, I'm dead, I'm shopping, my face is frosted. I'm living life as if I'm already dead. I'm feeling conscious that I'm fucking the bed. I'm locked in and talked up often. No caution, my pace is toxic. I'm living life as if I'm already dead. Open and shut, you know I can't. Myself a knife, then I felt empty, so I went and got myself.